Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 297. We are discussing various medical conditions that occur during the biological special program of the epidermis of the skin. Yesterday we learned about few very common conditions like ichthyosis, dandruff, hair loss, etc. Only the knowledge of GNM will give you the reason for a numbness or a hyposensitivity of a part of skin. It occurs during the conflict active phase of the SBS of epidermis. I remember I had a patient of more than 35 years of age having a 2-inch wide circular patch of skin on the left cheek for the last 10 years with hypopigmentation and hyposensitivity to touch. He was the eldest of 2 sons for his parents. Father died 10 years back. He had to leave for Gulf countries to find a job there, leaving his loving mother and his younger brother back in Kerala. He was treated by the allopathic system of treatment with the diagnosis of leprosy or Hansen's disease. I could not help him by my knowledge of homeopathy and homeopathic remedies until I applied the knowledge of GNM. I understood that he, being the elder son and too much attached to his mother, had the separation conflict in CA phase for a prolonged period. He is now more than 40 years old, remained unmarried till now. His hypopigmented and hyposensitive patch is fully recovered with my application of GNM knowledge in this case. Left cheek represented his love for his mother, whom he had to leave while seeking for a job to support his family. Only GNM gives us the real reason for the hair loss or alopecia. Yesterday we found that a short-term memory loss or even dementia are due to conflicts of separation. Without the knowledge of GNM, the whole people are misled by the conventional medicine that attention deficit disorder is due to several other reasons, including genetic causes. Friends, please go on listening to the Global GNM Health Tips, where you will get many more exciting and revolutionary information regarding several other new medical conditions. Today we are going to discuss a very common skin condition called vitiligo, popularly known as leucoderma. Conventional medical system differentiates vitiligo as a self-generated condition, whereas leucoderma is said to be occurring after a cut, a burn, or after allergy from some chemicals like a hair dye, deodorant, perfume, or any other beauty product. Only after learning GNM I could relate vitiligo to a separation conflict and the right biological special program of the epidermis. Vitiligo is developed when the ulceration during conflict activity reaches into the basal layer of the epidermis, where there are melanin-producing cells. The depigmentation of the CA phase creates the white patches that are characteristic of vitiligo. In such cases, the separation conflict is perceived as seriously cruel or brutal by the person affected, as it can happen in cases of a loss of a loved one or a physical abuse. The sites associated with the separation is primarily affected with white macules. The hair on the affected areas turns white. Similarly, according to conventional medicine, albinism is a genetic disorder. Only GNM, again, gives us the right explanation for the generalized depigmented skin and hair called albinism. According to GNM, it occurs due to a brutal separation conflict suffered by the unborn child. There is complete loss of the pigmented skin layer, and that is the reason for its inability of regeneration even if the conflict is resolved later in life. Café au lait Spots on the skin is also another common condition occurring as a part of the biological special program of the epidermis. Café au lait means the light brown color of the coffee with milk. It is explained by GNM like this. During the first part of the healing phase or PCLA, the affected area of the skin becomes pinkish or red, followed by a slow repigmentation process in PCLB. The café au lait type of hyperpigmentation occurs due to conflict relapses and appear as brown spots. Café au lait spots, if occur in six or more numbers together, the conventional medicine calls them as von Recklinghausen's disease. But according to the finding of Dr. Hammer, they occur in the biological special program of the myelin sheath and is linked to the touch conflict. I have treated several cases of vitiligo in my homeopathy practice. After getting the knowledge of GNM regarding the biological special program of the epidermis, I have experienced better scope in understanding and making the affected persons to understand the disease in a better manner. Of course, the repigmentation is a very slow process. Friends, we will continue with the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the epidermis tomorrow. With my best wishes to all of you, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese from Kerala, India.